Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello there, and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, episode 14. Today I'm joined by Tom Cooney.
Good afternoon, everyone.
David Rees.
Oi, oi.
And Max Smith.
Hello there.
We also have our producer, Joe, but he's trying to be anonymous these days, given what happened in the Manchester Evening newspaper. Moving on. Today we're talking about fears.
Stuff up.
That's a mystery to McGrath.
It's one of his fears.
Putting libel on his name.
Today we're talking about fears. You know, a lot of people's fears these days are eating crisps and not touching a big cock. That was last week. Let's leave that in the past. How are we all doing? It's another week down in lockdown. I've said down twice. I'm having a breakdown. Dave, how have you been?
Yeah, nice, Kushner. All going well up here. All going well. Started doing some more videos. Everything's going all good. Yeah, I've said last week, but me and Jenna have got a flat now. So everything's going to plan. It's all going good. It's all going, apart from the virus,
Just the two of you in the flat.
People may be dying, but I've got a flat.
But my grandpa's been ravaged, but apart from
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Swings and roundabouts. So you've been filming videos.
Yeah, just filming a bit around the house, obviously. That's it. Just little stupid ideas and come up with. Yeah, you know the drill.
I don't know. I know clever ideas, execute to perfection.
Of course, Max.
Speaking of executions, what have you been up to?
Literally the same thing as last week and the week before. And the week before, just sitting in.
Reminders.
Having a great time playing games.
A pure
watching
game.
TV, nothing.
You told me your sleeping pattern's gone to shit. What's happened there?
I think because there's no, at this point in time, there's nothing going on. You know, I used to wake up early to go to the gym and stuff. That stopped. I don't need to at a certain time now. And also, I don't.
You need to.
Is this the intervention podcast? We fear for your life, Max. I just think, I've been starting to go to bed at like 5 in the morning. You know, that's not good for anyone.
I did cycle past your house the other week. I was going to say hello. That was about...
From a safe distance, of course.
I couldn't get hold of you.
Did you see the queue of people? Maybe some wacky characters stood outside his house.
Flogging business cards.
His open door policy.
His line of bodies in the park. Oh, dear God.
Just slaughtering a cow outside his house.
Sack of rotten spuds.
Tom, what have you been doing?
Not much, mate. Just riding around on my bike.
Yeah.
As I said, that was before the podcast. I did a couple of shifts this week at work, so maybe getting back to normal soon. But
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Same old, mate.
Are you enjoying this lifestyle of, you know, not having to do?
I was. It was all right, but eventually it kind of my sleeping pattern started to go a little bit.
Yeah.
Going to bed at 3 a.m. I started binge watching Scrubs. I'm just, my productivity has gone right down over the last fortnight. So I'm ready for things to go back to normal. I need some structure in my life. How about you?
Maybe playing. Just play some football again. That's what I'm missing.
Oh, yeah.
Although same. You mentioned this the other day, and yesterday I felt an injury coming on my knee.
No.
I hurt my knee on my bike. I've been exercising and waiting for this for so long, and then football's going to come back.
Yeah. I've pulled my groin. I don't know how.
My finger's still fucked. The size of it still.
Jesus
Christ.
I am the picture of health.
Did I tell you I don't need to exercise anymore?
I am peak physical fitness, baby, and I am loving it.
What have I done?
I've got a strap on.
That's for a sketch. I should point out. That is for a sketch. that's what I tell the tax people.
Am I going to be getting hit with this one? Yeah.
No, you'll be wearing it, mate. I'll be the one getting hit with it.
You just buy things you want and work backwards from it.
God, I've got to put that in a sketch now. what have I done? Oh, me and Zach and Jay, so two guys on YouTube are doing this. I don't know if I can say, well, they're doing a calendar and they asked me and Max to be a part of it. The two good looking ones in the group.
Sexy calendar.
So they gave us the months May and November. I thought November, fireworks, big bang, love that.
Nice.
And I thought Max might be traumatised from the fireworks going off between his legs, so we'll move past that. Then we're going to go to May and ultimately we decided to go for Sexy Bike Gang, but on a low budget. So we used Tom's bicycles that he's got. so we took some pictures in the alleyway near us, and we kept our 2 meters. People that walked by kept a few more than 2 meters. To be fair, Max was wearing some sweet denim shorts, as was I.
Yeah,
Max was wearing a thong. I didn't go that far. I just went for the casual strap on
and a crop top.
that's for charity. So we've been told. So, raising money for the...
Nice.
Hopefully not kids. But,
to be fair, who's going to... Because this is for the coronavirus, isn't the calendar. So I assume it's for next year. Because it's not for next year and it's for this year, then May's almost over. And no one's going to see our sexy pics. And that infuriates me.
True.
We'll see them, mate.
I will make you we'll see them.
There's a few pictures of them up around the area. Yeah. Have you seen these two men? Not in the way I hoped. Should we get into the topic?
Oh, yes, please.
Well. Oh, I'm a bit scared.
Oh, that's clever.
What am I like? I'm here all week.
Dave, the topic's fear, not queer. So
shit.
Leave your homophobia at the door. this week we're talking about fear. Mm. I was going to say we all have them, but I was speaking to Tom before the podcast. You say you're not scared of anything?
Not in a kind of like macho way. I don't have any irrational fears that I can think of.
Come on, Ross Kemp.
I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid of death a little bit.
Yeah.
But even that.
What about being shot? Really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not in fear of being shot. I don't want to be shot. I'll give you that. But I don't live in fear of it.
Yeah.
True. I suppose. Yeah. What about being mugged?
No, that's me, Dave.
I've never been mugged. Maybe if I did, it would affect me. But
outrageous.
I've been robbed a few times.
I suppose. Yeah.
Dave, what's your biggest fear?
I don't know. Like, I think death is quite a big fear I have. Spiders scare the shit out of me. Like, scary things. Like finding moles that I didn't know were there before, that's a big fear.
There's one in the fucking garden, mate.
What's this character?
What are the characters kidnapped?
Get out of it.
Yeah.
So the The threat of mole, is it more what the mole might be?
Exactly. So ultimately, yeah,
death.
Yeah.
Or fear of death.
Exactly. Or things that lead to death, like car crashes, that scares me. Yeah. I fear that.
Dave,
aging.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now, as a driver, are you afraid of like running someone over? Is that
every time? Yeah. I prefer driving on the motorway just because I'm like, right. If I do kill someone, it's in the car, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
So it's not like full on bang.
That's true.
Less of an issue. Well, I hit metal, not necessarily the person. So yeah.
That's true.
That's my
but like you point. Always say, it's so much fun to drive on the pavement. Why wouldn't you do
it? Exactly. Especially around parks. The game we used to play. Can't play it anymore.
PC Contra, go mad.
Max, what's your biggest fear?
Do you know what? I hate spiders.
Death,
you know, obviously death's a big one. I've got like stupid irrational fears, like being left in the middle of the ocean. Like
that's mine.
Floating about on my own.
Yeah, that's my fear.
That's
my biggest fear.
How can you fair enough.
The thought of it, I mean, not knowing what's underneath you.
I know, it's terrifying. Especially like if I see a big stretch of water, like because I live near the keys and stuff, so like you see these big stretches of water, you can't see what's under the surface. Like anything could be there.
Tell you what, there's a lot of pikes in the keys. You know, big fuckers with teeth.
Oh, spikes. Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you pushed me into, Tom?
That's a shallow bit.
That was me.
It was Stephen. Yeah, loads of pikes in there, mate.
Sorry. Didn't mean to give Tom all your credit.
The camera.
No, I wasn't. I was next to you making a shit pun.
Yeah. It was James.
Someone's doing your gloves, I don't know. Being left in the sea. There's things that I feel sick of, like if I see a courgette, I feel sick. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of it, though, but I just sort of go like that.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of mayonnaise, but I really don't like it.
True.
Just weird. Oh, go on.
Do you not go in, like, the sea or open water, then? Would you not go in?
No, I will. But, like, I mean, like, left in the middle of the, like...
Right, okay.
Sort of way out hundreds of miles from, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were on like, a boat...
and
yacht
it sank.
Or something, you know.
and no, I've just left.
No, Max, you'd gone way out to the point where you couldn't see land.
How's Would Max got on a yacht?
I don't know. I don't
I've got connections.
He's close to the member of staff. would you get off the yacht, and go in the water? Even if the boat was nearby?
No.
I'll tell you what, because that's my fear, is like being stranded in the sea. I used to go on the, do you know, like the pedalo boats you can get on holiday? And then, you know, if you're feeling bougie, you'd have the one with the slide on the back of it. Mm. And I used to get petrified when I'd go off the slide and then land in the water.
And then your dad would leave you there.
If my dad starts pedaling now, he's gone. It's so scary because apparently we only 5% of the sea's been discovered. So God knows what lurks.
But loads of the sea's empty though. So like kind of,
You don't know that though.
It's
not been discovered yet.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point. Well made.
Now imagine being put on a boat in the middle of the sea with a tiger.
Oh,
the life of Brian.
God, yes.
That's what you're posing it. Yeah.
The life of Brian, yes.
What would you do, Dave? Would you jump in the water?
I don't know. I'd try and befriend it, I think, at first.
You'd go Joe Exotic.
Yeah, but like, right. It's like, well, it's just me and you, mate. It's just me and you. I'd fish for it so it knows I've given it food source.
If you can give it food, then give it a chance there, mate.
And then hopefully in the end, we'll build like a confidence enough to come near each other. And imagine just being on the boat, seeing a whale going past you, seeing dolphins jumping out of the water and stroking a tiger.
Fucking hell. You put a lot of thought into this.
I had a dream, all right?
Some turtles coming out. Imagine a turtle that'd bringing be a beer on its back.
Dehydrated to fuck.
The only thing that would make this... mind. The only thing that would make this better for you, Dave, is running people over into the boat.
Just steering the boat into the dog. Yeah.
What was your first fear? I'll go to Tom.
No, come back to me. Oh, I did tell... I don't know, I remember telling a friend in a park that I was afraid of ducks. I wasn't, though. It was a lie. I think I just wanted to seem edgy. But,
I'm trying to impress a girl. You see that seagull? I am petrified.
I honestly don't remember ever really having a fear. Like, I've never been afraid of the dark, heights. They made me uncomfortable a little bit when I was younger, possibly, but never to the point where I wouldn't do it.
I've got to say, you scare incredibly easily.
I'm jumpy, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Before you were stood in the bathroom and I went, hey, which I was being creepy, but.
Well, I was looking in the mirror and then I turned, the door was open and you were just there. Oh, Jesus. That happens all the time.
That's a nice spot. Yeah. Sometimes I walk in the kitchen where you are and I go, hi, Tom. Oh, shit.
Yeah. The best one of that is when we was driving. I don't know if we've said this on the podcast.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're driving back. Remember the Halifax at...
We'd be to see Howard from Halifax.
Howard the Halifax man, that's it.
Yeah.
We're driving back and Max fell asleep. We all counted down for three and went, ah! And oh my God, it's brilliant. Never seen someone shit himself so bad.
Oh, it's brilliant. I think Dave was driving. Wasn't Dave looking at you as he did it as well, Max?
And he was filming it on his phone as well.
Like, oh my God.
Max wasn't scared of the screaming. We were veering off.
It's fine.
Yeah, that was great.
Man's in the land of Nod, yeah? Fuming about that.
I love scaring people. In second year at university, me and Tom used to, and our other flatmate Sam used to scare Ryan that we lived with so much. I think it was every other day we'd just jump out. Jeez. Often we'd hide in his own wardrobe, and jump out in.
Well, one time Ryan tried to get me back. He'd gone to the toilet in the middle of the night, and then I'd obviously gone to the toilet just after. And he'd heard me coming, so he hid in the little door between the hallway and the toilet, just pitch black. And as I opened it, he jumped out, and I was scared and punched him in the face.
Oh, God.
So, smack. That was great.
You went to the bathroom once, and instead of standing there watching it, I went and got Ryan and went, let's scare Tom. So we went into Tom's room, and Ryan hid in the wardrobe. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'll just check on where he is. So I went and told Tom. So we just locked Ryan in the wardrobe.
Tied a couple of football socks around the door so he couldn't get out.
He was just locked in there.
What the fuck? He's paying $9,000 a year to be traumatised.
These were great times.
It sounds like some sort of North Korean torture camp.
And then eventually, after about half an hour, he broke his way out and he broke the handle off my wardrobe and had to super glue it back on.
Yeah.
And somehow he doesn't really understand super glue, and I told him that he had to stand there for about an hour while it took.
Dave,
it was a bad evening for him.
Dave, what was your first fear? Have I asked that?
Cannibalism.
Really?
Cannibalism. Like, I think.
What, afraid of what you might do?
No. My dad told me a joke like this. He said, "Oh, what do clowns eat?" Oh, I forgot the joke actually. it's same to do with a cannibal. Is it like the cannibal? Anyway, I don't know what it is.
Is it the funny joke?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. The two clowns. That's the one.
Yeah.
It's two cannibals are eating a clown, and one of the cannibals says to the other, to stay funny to you, that's the joke.
Oh.
But that used to, my dad told me that, and that scared me. Like, and I was like, cannibals, like eating people. That's real, right? And he was like, yeah, people do that. And I was like, oh, that's insane. But we're safe because they don't do it in England. Well, normal people, anyway.
Not that we know.
No.
Not that we know. Could you imagine if you knew someone that ate someone?
I can't imagine.
Do you think you could eat someone if it was a life, you know? Life and death situation. Stranded on a desert island. Someone's died of natural causes.
If they weren't like a friend or a relative, maybe.
Okay, see, I could only do it if it was a friend or a relative.
Tastes nicer.
What about you, Max? Feared God?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think just...
Don't panic. It's fine.
Just being asked questions. just loneliness.
Yeah, true.
Being bullied at school.
But don't you want to live in an underground cinema on your own?
No, I learned to face my
fear.
I embraced it. And I went, this is the life for me. I think like school was always like at the beginning, school was always an issue for me just because there's a load of fucking knobheads that went there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
School. Mine's not a funny answer. Mine's depressing.
Shall I go for mine?
The size
of that
bee.
I was afraid of the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
To be fair, yeah.
So creepy. Like
with his moustache. That alone.
And his big nose and really creepy. Scary.
And his net.
Yeah.
Weird guy.
What about like films in general? Have any films like have you had nightmares about films when you were younger?
No, the film Witches stands out. I don't know if you've seen that, where it's a Roald
Dahl one.
But the women turn into witches. But
the twits, no.
Oh, the rats. A load of rats.
Yeah, the rats in it. Right, okay. That scared me a lot. I did. I've never liked horror films.
No, zombies.
That scene from The Mummy scared me when they read from the Book of Death or something and the mummy comes alive. I was only young when it came out.
I used to get scared of Doctor Who, the Weeping Angels. You know, the mummy, is that you?
Yeah. Are you my mummy?
Are you my mummy? That one. Yeah. With the gas spooky mask. Jesus Christ.
No, I never watched Doctor Who. I was too busy shagging birds.
Should have said that on the Animals podcast.
Hey.
Now, if we go on to... I say we go early with a Stephen Lies.
Stephen?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I say we bring it out early. Not that we're struggling for things here. But last week... there was a bit of a horror show, speaking of fears, with Max's.
this week, Max. To be fair, I'm now petrified of 4 foot tape.
Are we all ready to go for it?
I'm ready. Yeah.
It's rock and roll.
Shall I go first?
Please.
Yes, okay, yes.
Dave.
Yeah.
I was once abandoned on a school trip.
Okay, so...
Me and my family were kicked out of a scare event like Farmageddon when my dad assaulted one of the actors.
Sexually.
Oh, that just
learns on it.
Oh, no.
That goblin, give me a goblin. That's not how your dad speaks. That was the only part of the line. I don't want to do him an injustice.
Oh, Jesus.
We do have fun. We do.
Poor Max.
When I was younger, I urinated over a dead corpse.
What the fuck? Okay, Steve. So,
yeah.
Where was you on this school trip?
Where was I? I was at the Blue Planet Aquarium.
Nice. Okay. And so, what made you get left behind? Was you not meant to be there?
No, I was supposed to be there. I think we're in year two. and we went to the Blue Planet Aquarium. And I've, as you know, I'm not very good with sea life or animals. And there's a part where there's stingrays, not x-rays. wasn't Max's trip to the hospital. there's stingrays. And they're in this big tank and you can see through. But there's a bit where you could stand up and everyone was putting their hand in because you couldn't get stung by them. It must have been, I don't know, if they'd taken it out or they just don't sting. but I really didn't want to do it. And everyone was like, so you've got to put your hand in and you can feel them. So it's part of the day, I guess.
Really? Yeah.
But I just couldn't do it and I started crying. So one of the teachers walked me outside so I could get some fresh air. Whilst I was there, there was a boy who'd thrown up on the coach who then started throwing up again. So she had to go and get him and then just left me for at least half an hour. At least half an hour. So I just sat outside crying. Nobody came out.
Really? No one?
A six-year-old boy.
Right. Just left alone.
Just crying outside.
I'm sorry, mate.
No.
Yeah, that's quite sad. Yeah, funny though. but okay, when they came back, were they apologetic? Were they panicking?
From what I remember, she came back with the boy that had thrown up and she'd said, you know, obviously he was thrown up in the toilets. You know, at least that wasn't you. So she came back, didn't even apologise, and was just like, at least that wasn't you.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Mugging off 6 years. Yeah.
How dare she?
Yeah, but they didn't make me touch anything for the rest of the day. So
name and shame her, Stephen. This is the time and place.
I don't have a name for her. It was the assistant, so it's not my actual teacher.
Fair. Oh,
I remember
yeah.
my year two teacher. No.
You're
not. And I'm a year one. Mrs. Merrigan. I know that was reception. I've gone off topic.
Okay, then. So, Mr. Tom, whereabouts... Yep. What was yours again?
It was down south somewhere in Devon. My auntie lives down there, and we were down there in the summer. And we went to this... I can't remember what it was called. It was like Farmageddon is now, where you go to a kind of this area and they have all these actors. Yeah. You know, you go through and... I remember we were going through this bit where it was like it was a tunnel. And it appeared to be that there was... You know, you were surrounded by this tunnel and there was no, like, gaps or anything. It's quite dark. Yeah. And then something... One of the actors, there was a hole in the wall and obviously jumped out right in front of my dad and he just shit himself and immediately punched out.
Reactions.
And, runs in the family.
Yeah, it does.
That's
the Coonies. yeah. So we...
Which is his family name.
We were kind of ejected at this point as a family.
Just so you got kicked out. You got kicked out.
Well, we were obviously the actor. It was a young lad. So we exited at that point. It was we never went back in. Basically, it kind of
just, you know, ran out. Ruined
to apologise
really.
To the lad. It was just a bit. I was very young. It was just a bit shit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. Oh, so no repercussions. Else happened there?
No, I think my dad was very apologetic. No charges were pressed. I can't remember exactly how it was resolved, but obviously, yeah, it wasn't, you know.
Accident, I suppose, because reaction.
The kid jumped down, what you're supposed to do.
Exactly, yeah. I don't blame him.
This is the game you play.
You're in this business, you know the risks.
Yeah. Exactly, Dave.
It's on the flyer. Okay,
the actor playing
the
part. You know, great performance.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Exactly.
Went on to be Idris Elba, believe it or not.
It's a compliment if you think about it.
True enough.
I was that scary. Someone punched me. Imagine. Oh, I'd take that.
I don't know why he was punching him. You know, that was disappointing.
Accidents.
You learned a lot about your father that day. You
did, yeah.
We don't speak anymore. Okay,
and after we threw him a surprise card and he decked my neck.
Okay, then Max, you urinated on a dead body.
Well, I didn't say on a dead body, over a dead body.
There's, over a dead body.
That is what, you know, saves me from any.
Let's be fucking clear, right?
Also, there is one thing I'd like to change. I said a dead corpse. Surely they're both, you know, it's just a corpse.
Yeah.
It's just a corpse.
Years ago. Exactly, mate, exactly.
It's alive.
Years ago. It was a living
that
person.
That was my issue with this story.
I jumped out at Tom's dad and started weeing on him, and I got punched the heck out. Years ago, I used to go on these big walks. I used to take some water, down in my water on the way. And obviously, you know, when you drink a lot of water, you need to get rid of it all. And so,
Looney Tunes. I mean,
great facts.
He's thought of everything here.
Oh no,
he's learned from last week.
I best go more believable this week. I know what I'll do it. Continue,
Max. So I it was like 12 o'clock at night, so I'm walking down a path and, you know, pitch black. I leave the path.
And it is dark that time.
Yeah. I leave the path and I go into the bushes and I just let loose, you know, big bottles of water that I'm just spraying everywhere. And as I'm weeing, the moon comes out. And I realise I'm in some sort of family grave plot. Like, there's a gravestone right next to me, and I'm just weeing, like, right next to these graves and stuff.
Right. And so they were 6 feet under.
Yeah, but technically it was still over them.
So, I bet you felt bad.
Oh, I felt awful.
I bet you did.
So,
Max.
Hello.
So, did you know this? That it was a graveyard at the time, or just like...
Not as I was letting loose.
So,
no.
Could you stop yourself? Did you stop like,
no.
Oh crap, I've got to just carry
Not at
on.
All. I mean,
you want to stop?
It's halfway.
It made it better for me. As I saw the gravestone, I sort of waddled in front. You know, I sort of waddled away from
it's
it. you know,
you weren't weeing, were you?
No.
This is based on a true story.
Yeah, so I got away from it but it was mainly over by the time that I saw the break.
Right. Okay. Mm. Okay then. I think I'm ready to make my verdict.
Go on, Dave.
So by elimination, I'm going to say Max is false.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Tom, you was very close for V thinking it was true, but Steve went into such detail that I think Steve is telling the truth.
I told you he'd pick you. Yeah. I would have picked you.
I wouldn't have because it's a lie.
Shit! Damn it.
Do you want to guess between Tom and Max?
Oh, I don't know now. Oh, that's frame thing. Oh, I can Tom now. Tom's close second.
False.
Oh, shit! Max, you bastard!
Yes, I have desecrated the corpse, the gravesite of a poor family. In all fairness, I didn't
know. That's disgusting, Max.
Not until the moon came out and went, you know.
My only thought process was like, he wouldn't admit that. He wouldn't admit that. There's loads of people watching this, he wouldn't admit that. No way, that's mad.
Gameless.
That's mad.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was purely by accident. You know, it wasn't like a planned thing. I didn't walk all this way and go, this is the perfect spot.
I think I'm here.
It was the this perfect the crime into like, yeah. But
so Max, was that a scary moment for you? Or was it just?
It was pitch black. I'm in the middle of bushes for fuck's sake. Why would there be a grave plot in the middle of bushes? You know, somebody's not taking care of that gravesite. So
doesn't mean you piss on it.
That'll learn them.
I've let my hair grow out. Doesn't mean
cleaning it.
Well, I feel free to.
Just to clarify, I was weeing, then the moon came out, and then I saw the gravestone. Like,
yeah, turn to the judge, mate.
You know. Okay, well.
So the moon would have scared me more. Like if a full moon, I'm thinking. Werewolves?
So you're in the middle of a gravesite that you didn't know was there, but your first thought is, oh no, a full moon.
No. You know what that means.
Werewolves.
Crap.
Werewolves love the smell of piss.
And graveyards.
What's some of the scariest moments you've experienced in your lifetime? I'll start with Max Smith.
I was living with my grandmother for a bit, and she went to the tip, and she came back and went, Max, I've got a present for you outside. So I'm thinking, ah, oh, yes, lads, you know, a Max friend. Got a... And I go out there, it's a bike. She's bought me a bike. So I ride it around for a bit, and yeah, it's all good, great. Everyone's having a good time. She lives on the top of a hill, which is, it's like, the road down the hill is like a main road, a busy road, and it ends at a roundabout at the bottom. So I'm going, right, I'm going to ride my bike down the hill and, you know, just see how fast it will take me. I get on it, I ride down the hill, and as about halfway down, I realise something awful, which is the brakes don't work. So I'm heading towards one of the busiest roundabouts. And then the full moon comes out, I'm weighing myself. And my first thought is, fuck, werewolves. I'm heading at this roundabout full pelt. So I have to, you know me, I've got to mount the curb.
Yeah.
I end up screaming at people to get out of my way because there's like this old man.
They just thought you were rude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going so fast. I end up hitting a wall, going over my handlebars, and I fall into a lavender bush, one of which goes straight up my nose down my throat. Like the whole, that whole thing, I still have some, like, I still have flashbacks to it, like when I'm sleeping, like, oh, fuck, you know, I could have died, you know.
That would have tickled that, like.
And the thing is, you'd seen a certain psychic called Zoe Dieck a few weeks before I told you this.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, that's the thing that stuck with me. Like the most.
Yeah, losing control of a bike.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's mad.
Hurtling towards death. I don't think the fire. Yeah.
Say, I fractured both my wrists when I did it.
I got a new bike and I rode it down the hill. First thing I did, the brakes were too tight. I think I'd had it about a minute.
Yeah.
Put them on and went right over them. I was about 3 feet off the ground, upside down, and landed. Yeah. Still got scars from it.
Dave, have you had a bike accident?
I have, funny enough. I have. Oh. I rode into a lamppost. No word of a lie. Yeah.
On the pavement again.
I was one of those kids that I used to sing about. Like, just like, every time I'd get my mum to tell me to do something, I'd sing and do it as I'm like, going, I'm going to the shops today. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was 10 years old.
Oh,
like,
God.
Doing this thing. Right into the shop, and I was in such a good mood. You weather was pounding. Got some chocolate. I'm in a good mood. You know them like little sour balls. I got them in the bag. I'm driving home, singing away. I'm gonna eat some sour balls. Bang! Knock myself right out. This woman come out. Are you all right? Blood everywhere. I'm like,
I'm in a lot of pain. I'm up to 3 foot.
I got hit by a lamppost. But you know when you cry and you're like,
yeah,
like that sort of crying. Luckily, this woman, I was in a gate, like, not a gated area, but like a community. And like, this woman came out, bless her. She knew where I lived, so she helped us. But yeah.
The singing boy.
Yeah. She was like, oh no! Well, it was musical season down there. It was great.
did you hit your head on the lamppost?
I did.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like proper. Like, I was probably like proper, where I was going into it, probably hit my head out. It's like, so
what happened to the sour balls?
Yeah. I still had them, don't you worry about that. I was like, my syllables.
Save them.
In terms of my scariest moments, I wrote down a little list. I'm going to start with the last one I put, which is going to a new barber or hairdressers.
Oh, yes.
The ladies listening. Yeah. One time I went to one that my dad recommended to me. I don't know what I'd done to piss him off, it seems. But it was in St. Helens. That's the red flag. So I turned up and I went, oh, yeah, can I just get whatever number it was on the sides? And he went, yeah, sure. But in a more Turkish accent. And and straight away, he just sort of, he went for the shearing a sheep technique of just going like that with the razors. I was just sat there going, oh, no.
You can tell how bad it's going to be with the first swipe of the ring. It's like, oh, God, I've made a mistake.
Yeah. So that was just the worst haircut I ever had. Yeah. The panic of knowing I can't get out of this, really, because, you know, I'm too polite to go, what are you doing?
Yeah. There's no way out of that situation.
No.
Because he's not got the ability to fix it, even if you asked.
Yeah, that's the shame.
Is that where your big collection of wigs started?
I'd say so.
I had a pretty bad haircut. Yeah. On a video.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking brutal. Oh,
the ice gem haircut.
Fucking hell.
That was tremendous.
I'm quite fortunate in the sense I don't care what I look like. So when someone does my hair, they go, oh, I've messed up here. Is that all right? I'm like, ah, don't worry about it, mate.
I don't know, Dave, you've got the kind of head, though, that you could probably look decent with, like, bald or with a shaved head.
Yeah.
I think you could pull it off.
Cheers. Oh, cheers. So
whereas I definitely can't.
Big slap there I've got, though.
No, you don't, Dave.
Oh, stop, thanks, guy.
I think another one I had was a ride at, there's a theme park called Camelot. We went there on a school trip. And I was on this ride where you went upside down and it held you there. But it was just, it's a bit where I felt myself slip in the seat, like the tiniest bit when I was upside down. And for the rest of the ride, I was just like, oh, God.
Was that clinging on for Excalibur?
Yeah, that was it.
Yes, I was on Excalibur and I felt myself slipping through the seat. And I honestly felt like if I'd gone into kind of like pencil mode, I could have just fallen straight out.
Yeah. And that's how you ride most rides, isn't it?
Well, I felt like it was my own gripping the thing that was keeping me in the
ride. I was biting the...
fucking horrendous. Front.
Yeah, that was awful. But hey, we live.
I think the biggest thing that scared me was my mind, if that makes sense, right?
Like, it scares us all. So,
yeah, whenever you start talking, Dave, there's always kind of this...
What's he going to say now? Like, when I was on my phone in the front room once, and I was just, like, you know when you turn your phone off and you get to go to black screen, you can see your reflection. Like, I thought I saw someone standing over me in the reflection, and you know when turn it on, and you're too scared to even look behind you just in case Sam is there, shivering. I had to FaceTime someone, but aiming the camera down and then slowly lift it up. But yeah, it turns out I was fine. No one was there. Just my imagination.
Awful. Yeah. So,
step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So, just on roller coasters and stuff, like, it's a pretty grim story, but fear of dying, it's not dying as such, it's dying in certain ways, like you might have irrational fears of being buried alive or whatever. Mm. Max, you told me an awful story about a roller coaster in Portsmouth that made me a bit scared of rides.
The thing is, like, ever since, basically, is this the one where it's right next to the sea?
Yeah.
And the ride went around and came off the tracks into the sea, so everyone was trapped in the seats, couldn't get out and drowned to death. Well, just drowned.
What year was this?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if it's true. I thought it was, but now I've grown older and wiser. I'm going to look it up quick. One second. Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
I don't think it's true.
You heard about that one where it goes really fast and one of the seats fell off, like one of them spinny ones, and it fell off and the bloke went flying out. I've heard one about that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
One where you're on like kind of like string, if you like, and you're just going round this.
Yeah, that's it.
One of them flew off.
Flew out.
I've heard that at theme parks in the UK where that's gone wrong. But I think the woman survived on the occasion that I was reading about. Obviously, there was the awful thing with the smiler.
Oh, the leg. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary, that. Puts you off a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's true, mate. I think that was just like a playground sort of rumor that I've just believed all these years.
You're a fool.
No, it's nice. No,
never.
One stories could be fun.
One fear I have that I think we can all relate to as performers is the fear of, you know, dying on stage or messing up on stage in public. Oh. That is I don't know what, Dave, what are you like with nerves? Are you okay?
When it comes to doing stand-up, as soon as I get one laugh, that's it. That sorts me out. Even if the rest of it, I'm crap. One laugh keeps me going. But that is, if my opening joke don't work and no one, it don't laugh, that's it. It throws me straight away. Mm. Throws me off my game. Yeah. But so yeah, terrible, terrible like that. What about you?
Thanks. I was awful with nerves. I used to go in the toilets before every gig and just go over my jokes over and over again. And people thought,
Sorry. Would you always feel sick?
Oh yeah, I'd feel sick knowing I'd have a gig like 2 days in the future or whatever.
You used to get very depressed in and around
me.
Gigs.
Yeah. Just that, because even if it went well, I'd just be like, oh, now I miss the laughter. you know, it was frustrating in that sense that I didn't enjoy it. But just spent so much time in the toilets. People thought I was being rock and roll and, you know, I was rehearsing lines, not snorting them. So I was bad with that. Max, when you did the Comedy Store one for King Gong, were you nervous?
Not really. Like I think I did that just because, like that was just because I never wrote anything, did I? So I just sort of used to
that
get
that one where someone threw 20p at you.
Yeah. To which
I wasn't there for.
I think I came second because the winner gets 50 quid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 20p. So, you know,
so it was a paid
the rules, the rules, the rules of mathematics. I came second. I think with that, like, because all the other ones I did was in front of friends and stuff. So I think I felt like I knew what I could say and get away with. But if you're just somebody that nobody knows, and you just, do you know what I mean, it's
how long did you last for?
Yeah, probably like 20 seconds.
Really?
Well, it was on the stage.
What did you open with? Second. What was the first thing you said?
I don't remember. Like, it's I don't know. This wasn't like a big pivotal moment for me, to be honest with you. Just a night that I got made 20p and went home having a great time.
You got 1p a second?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Good money.
I say we go for a little bit of Tom Looney.
Yeah.
Give us some wacky facts.
Sure.
Just seeing Tom yawn there made me think.
This week,
my 20p story. Not that. Wait, you laugh. Damn it.
Yeah, so I've just found some ridiculous fears.
Okay.
First off, we'll have a little guessing game.
I'll give
you some options of what the fear can be. You've got to guess which one it is. Okay. So, papophobia. Is that fear of paper, fear of the Pope, or fear of being photographed?
I thought it was fear of your dad.
Yeah, that's what I would have gone for. He punches people, Tom.
He's a violent man.
I'd go for the being photographed as a paparazzi.
Yeah.
Papaphobia is fear of the Pope.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no way. No way. Yeah. That's insane.
Okay. So, Arachibutyrophobia.
Oh, God.
Is that the fear of finding a spider in your butter? The fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth?
I love that.
Or the fear of getting butter on your hands and consequently losing your wedding and or engagement ring?
I'm going to go with spider because it's got the word arachna in it.
I'm going to go with...
I'm going to say...
Because I'm confused.
I'm going to say peanut butter.
Yeah.
So we've got A, B, C there.
Matt, you are correct. It's the fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Wow.
No way.
And these are all like from the like American, like they're recognised by that American Medical Journal something.
Yeah.
Okay. Palladophobia. Is that the fear of bald people, the fear of albino people, or fear of naked people?
Pallad. I'm trying to use it logically, but I've got no idea. I'll go albinos.
Yeah, I was thinking albino because like North Pole, white snow. White people.
But I'm going to go with nude
people. It's the fear of bald people.
Devoed.
Okay, a couple more. Phronemophobia. Is that the fear of sexual stimulation, the fear of thinking, or the fear of keeping a secret? Phronemophobia.
Fear of keeping a secret because I forgot the others.
Yeah,
it sounds right.
It's fear of thinking. How can you be afraid of thinking?
Maybe you've just got terrible thoughts. Cursed by them. Should we have one last one?
Yeah.
Xerophobia. Is that the fear of kites, fear of the truth, or fear of being happy?
Fear of being kites. Happy.
Right,
I'm
going to
say
Matt.
Kites.
Yeah, and I've just got a couple more random ones here. Phobophobia is the fear of having a phobia. Geliophobia is the fear of laughter, so the sound of other people.
They might be watching this.
Calignophobia is the fear of beautiful women. So when you're around someone that you find pretty, people with this phobia are known to have chest pain, get numbness, and even pass out.
That might be me.
Yeah. Ablutophobia, fear of washing. There you go.
Why did you point to
you're right.
Bluto. Yeah. Is that what's that from?
Bluto.
Bluto.
Is that in the office where he's like, yeah, maybe that's
Bluto, that's
a toad or something? I don't know.
Oh, it's
Tom Looney.
It's Tom Looney.
The bad guy from Popeye.
Now it's time for IMAX.
Hey!
Woo! Oh, yeah! Woo! Woo-hoo!
I said IMAX, not Tom Looney. Come on.
You just listened to that last Tom Looney. Anyway, hi, guys. Welcome to another rip-roaring episode of IMAX.
Woo!
Hey! We've already clapped.
Obviously,
he's trying to buy time already.
We all know the state of the world that we're living in, and just want to say it's to Boris Johnson. Cinemas still aren't open. How am I meant to get an influx of hot new movies to review? So obviously, I'm living with my girlfriend at the moment, and we were talking about our favourite movie, Scream. Uh-huh. And it reminded me of when me and Dave actually went to the Scream premiere in 1996. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
1996, eh?
Yeah, so I remember because we had a phone call at the time with your mother, and this is the conversation we had.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, turn the fuck up, Big D. It's a hot summer night in 1996 Hollywood, and we just got back from the Scream premiere.
Oh my god!
Yeah, bruv, mad respect to Wes Craven, the hit director of Scream, and other films like Nightmare on Elm Street, and Nightmare on Elm Street 2, for giving me the hookup.
Thank you.
Yeah, mad wicked. Man got bare thrills and chills watching that hot new movie. Damn, son, you got proper freaked out, bruv. Laugh my fucking ass off.
You gotta stop laughing.
Bro, I was proper lolling down the aisles when you got all bouncy in your seat, bruv.
All right, fuck off then.
Wowzers, I set you up with some hot seats and you're giving me bare lip, fella.
I'm gonna have to ring my mum.
Sure, call your fam, see if I care.
Hello? Who's
this? What?
Yo, Big Mama D.
Who is this?
Who is this? Come on, lad. You must be joshing with me.
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
Damn. You know me, Gov. Don't deny. I'm fuming.
I'm shaking in my boots.
You dissed the wrong bruv, bruv. Bye. I'm proper devoed, lad. I'm gonna get proper rowdy.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna have to ring my mum.
What? No!
You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish, understand?
Don't even try it. I know people.
His name wouldn't be Steve, would it?
Fuming, lad. You know Steven's name, but you don't know Big Papa Smith.
Yeah.
Well, hang up the phone and watch one of Steven Tries podcasts. Check out this little segment called IMAX. You'll be floored by its great research and critical analysis of the freshest, newest, most hit movies.
Really?
For real. IMAX has been called timeless and will probably be entertaining generations of fans for decades to come. Anyway, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Ha! Whoopi!
Is it over?
It is.
But
finally.
Worst one yet? Oh my god.
There
must be loads of films, Max, that you've not seen, you know.
That's Scream, the hit movie Scream.
It's Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. just IMAX for you, isn't it? You know, just.
It always.
It's a good job we did the round of applause first. Nah, fuck it, you know, a lot of work went into that.
Effort.
I'll try and keep him on side.
Max, I know we often do this and we say get out, but seriously, get the fuck out. Go on.
Yeah, it was too bad. All right. That. Unforgivable.
Don't see your face. Wasting our time with that.
Yeah.
You know, I expect it from Tom, but
not you, Smith.
No, I need you every week.
Sorry about that, guys. I was just livid.
My segment's informative.
Now it's time for something we used to do, which was the phone-in. You know, we'd get calls, we'd cure lives. It was great.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah, it was good laugh.
Transformed people. People said it was like a modern-day Jim will fix it. Hmm. So now it's time for the phone-in. I believe we have our first caller here. It's Guy Dance. Guy, are you there?
Ooh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Guy Dance. Hello. Hello. can you hear me?
Where are you from?
Hi. Yeah, I'm from Rotherham. Right. Man's from Rotherham, you see.
Guy, what's your fear?
My fear? Oh, that's such a good question, man. You know what? A few weeks ago.
You're calling up, Sean.
You know me, I love a bit of a natter. So a few weeks ago, before the quarantine and the lockdown virus, I went to see a fortune teller man, well, woman, I guess. And she said to me, hey man, you're going to die. I'm proper devoured, lad. I don't want to die. I want to live. I've got a lot to live for.
What have you got to live for, Guy?
I've got a wife and kids.
Really?
Yeah, her name's Shelley. Shelly.
What are your kids called?
Shelly Guard.
Shelly Junior and Guy Junior.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Junior and Guy Junior.
What do you do for a living, Guy?
Sorry?
What do you do for a living, Guy?
Oh, I work down in the sewers, man. I clean up all the shit. You know, but I'm really worried because obviously I've just bought a new car.
What car is it, Guy?
It's a Ford Mondeo. It's a little Ford Mondeo.
It's not really a family car, is it? Oh, it's a saloon, I believe.
My family's pretty small, man. So I can stick my wife in the front with me and my kids in the boot. And
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You and the kids.
I don't care how many seats there are. I've got things to put in the back of the car. I'm also do antique stealing, but I'm really worried because I've bought this new car and this fortune teller said I was going to die in a car crash.
Do they mean this interview or?
I'm pretty sure it's just every one of these segments, man.
All right, well, I don't know how to help you there, guy.
Neither.
Was it Zoe Diak by any chance that you saw?
Hell yeah! How do you know her, man?
She's been on the show a couple of times.
She
gets about. Guy, I'd say you're probably best off moving house, selling the car, and never seeing Zoe again because she will go out of her way to cut your brakes.
Yeah.
It's a shame that we have this knowledge and yet we haven't contacted the police, but we will do. Believe us, guy.
She's a character, all right.
It's a shame she didn't cut the fucking brakes before this conversation, man.
A lot less painful.
There are many ways to die. I think I would have preferred going through the fucking wheelchair, man.
But who's cleaned the sewers, guy? Yeah, that's the question.
That's so true, man.
Deal antiques on the side.
I'm probably going to stick down there and stay down there forever, man.
Yeah.
Really, well, really interesting character.
Thank you, man. I've got a bit of a backstory. Anyway, you know what? Thank you so much for your advice, man. I'm going to go.
Yeah, bye.
No, guy. See you later. Okay. See you later.
Interesting
guy.
Character there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we helped, but we've warned him. Yeah.
is that we're done with the
family? No, next up we have a female called Sue Port. Sue, are you there? Sue?
Hi. Hello. Hi, this is Sue Port.
Hello, Sue. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm really, really happy. Really worried, though. I've got a lot of fears.
What's your fear, Sue?
My fear is becoming homeless. I'm a self-employed woman. And I'm just really scared and I need some money. I need some financial advice.
Sue, what do you do for a living?
I sell potatoes out of the back of a van.
Is that not a profitable business?
Well, I did have this big thing set up with Reading and Leeds Festival, but apparently loads of people have died and buggered up my fucking chances. Are you fucking kidding me? Man's trying to make a profit on these £5,000 worth of potatoes, and he can't because some selfish people have got ill.
Isn't that trying to do that, is he? you're looking for a handout. Have you thought about maybe speaking to the government?
I've spoken to the government and they want nothing to do with me because apparently I've committed too many crimes and I'm not allowed to get any financial help. Hit one man over the head with a sack full of potatoes and murder him. And, apparently you're an enemy of the state.
You'd think the government doing this would maybe get you locked up.
Completely not interested at all, are they?
Luckily, I call them on an encrypted phone. I've locked myself off in my basement. I've locked myself off in an undisclosed location.
The local police have branded me a criminal and want nothing to do with me.
They usually say stay away from criminals, and it's nice to see them taking their own advice.
That's clever.
It is good.
So
is.
Sue,
yes,
we know another person that sells potatoes.
Yeah.
They have a business called A Basement Full of Spuds. Are they running you out of business?
It's a taste
could
of
you real. Could you say the name of
it
the
moved on to
could
A
you,
Basement Full of Spuds? Yeah.
Could you say the name again, but louder, and say it right into the camera, please?
A Basement Full of Spuds.
and then say, if you go online, you can buy some spuds and I'll deliver it to you for a good price.
Why would you want me to promote your rival?
Yeah, I think that.
Such a good question.
You okay, Sue? You seem to be breathing quite hectic.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Terence. Hello?
Terence who?
Terence Cash. Hello.
What?
Terence Hello. Cash.
Hi. Yeah, hi, how are you?
Terence, we're speaking to Sue Port there. Have you got onto our call?
Sue Port, oh, funny story. You probably wouldn't believe this at all, but Sue Port is actually my sister.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Really funny story.
Go on.
Really funny. She was actually disowned from the family about 30 years ago. I don't know if you remember last time I spoke. I banished her from my shop with a brush pan into the street, in the quarantined street. And she got locked up for a good year and a half. But she escaped. She escaped. And she's found her way back into my home in Hearth. And she's desperate to spoil my spuds.
But you're already spoiled spuds.
You know what?
She's trying to spoil your rotten potatoes.
She's trying to make them better.
Sorry, may I ask if you... Have you got a plan for your £40,000 worth of rotten potatoes? Have you come up with a business strategy for it?
Do I not? Have I never struck you as the man with a plan? Have I never shown my business acumen to be top-notch and rock-steady?
We're sort of stretched for time here. If you could just get into your
business. Yes and no.
So, obviously...
Answer the question, goddammit.
I am Terence Cash, and I've got a great idea for my spoiled spuds. If you put spoiled spuds on the ground, it's like a manure, basically. It's really healthy for other plants.
You can just put this segment on it.
Sprinkle it.
Just this one. So you know, I'm just selling my spoiled spuds around the world, basically.
So what you've got is the beginning of an excellent compost heap.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
He did say it was a funny story, to be fair.
Yeah, it did.
Terence, could you put your sister back on the phone, please?
Of course. Hello. Hi, Sue Port. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Sue. Hi, Sue. Could you explain how you escaped from prison, please?
Funny story, this. Really funny story. So, I don't know if you know this about prisons, but they've got bars on the window.
Yeah.
Lovely bars. And what I did was I got a lot of my knickers and I tied them up into a big, like it was like a big pole, but made out of knickers. And I slipped through the bars and I scurried down the knickers.
Did you break the glass on the other side of the bars?
What?
Did you break the glass that was on the other side of the bars?
No, that was already broken. It must have been a previous escape attempt. I guess I was just lucky. Yeah.
One of them.
How many pairs of knickers did this take?
Only five. I was on the first floor. I could have jumped, to be honest. I don't know why I spent all that time.
So are you going commando at the moment, Sue?
Yes, I have no clothes left. I'm sat here in the nude, in a big pile of rotten tomatoes and potatoes.
You're sat with your brother naked.
And you're both at a loss as to why amongst you somewhere is a failing business.
And you've called up with your only fear being that you're afraid of being homeless.
It would be inevitable.
You know, I had my own business that was very similar to my brother's, but with tomatoes. And I think
what was it called?
A basement full of tomatoes. And they've just gone rotten.
Tomatoes really don't keep, do they?
Not at all. Apparently, in the sewers, though, they grow quite a lot because of the poo.
Do you have a contact in the sewers, do you?
I do, yes. A good friend of my guy, he goes down there and picks them for me. Gives me a few tomatoes.
What's great is we actually still have Guy on the line. He stayed on.
Okay.
Put him on now if you want. Guy, yeah, Guy, are you there?
What's that? Where's he gone?
Guy, are you there?
Hi, hello there. How are you? Hi.
Sorry, I'm not sure this is Guy.
this is Guy.
This seems to be Donald Mac.
this is Guy Jr. My father's out in his car.
Guy, you sound older than your father. How's that?
I'm a very heavy smoker, and I think it's fucked up with my tonsils a bit.
Guy, we have support on the line. Someone that you know very well.
I know support.
Yeah. Thank you. Could you please just have a little conversation with her? Maybe tell her how she can use manure in the sewers to help with her business. Take it away.
Hello, support. Hi, it's Super here. Sorry.
I've just eaten a load of
tomatoes and it's really fucked with me throat. Oh boy, howdy, my godmother. You know what? You need to get some Vaseline on your tonsils there. I should know because I'm a heavy smoker and it's my tonsils.
Yeah, Guy Junior.
Do you not think your dad's the person to?
Yeah, please put your dad on the phone and Terence Cash, who's also struggling with his business, and he's there with them with his sister.
He's on the line.
So could you just have a chat with those two, please?
Hi, it's Terence Cash.
Howdy, all, it's Guy Dance here. As you probably noticed, I may have had a slight accident with my memory, and I forgot how I sound.
Oh my God, I know how that feels. I've had that happen before. Anyway, I'm driving whilst on the phone. I should probably not be doing this. Oh no.
I think I know where this is going.
Wait a minute, my brakes don't work. This Fiat Punto that I bought, this is outrageous.
Because it was a Ford Mondeo.
Yeah.
It's a Trevor. Oh, never mind.
This is chaos.
Yeah. It really is. I think we'll probably leave them to it there.
Yeah.
I picked that up another week. Best of luck, guys.
Yeah.
Meh.
we can edit that.
Well,
there we are.
I'll just edit everything I've done out today.
Yeah.
Just pretend I'm not even here, to be honest with you.
Max, you're back.
Oh, there he is.
I am.
It's the Improv King.
Max.
It's been a bit of a... Yeah, go on.
You can just sit back and relax now because we're going to move on to my favourite part of the show.
Yep.
Dave Raves.
Cheers.
Feeling hot.
Thank you very much.
What's grinding your gears this week?
Grinding my gears on fear. Dun. Right, it is. If phobias, names of phobias, why are they so hard to say or spell?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you know what I mean? So
this is it.
Derived from Latin, I think.
Yeah, well, no need. Change it. Latin's been changing, evolving over time. Why can't we do this?
Who speaks Latin now?
Yeah.
Exactly. Posh twats. So I've found a very big word that is a phobia. And I want you to tell me what phobia this is. I'm going to try and pronounce it as best I can. Bear with. Oh. So, how is everyone? Right, now I found it now. Right, so, it is hippopotamonostrachybidolophobia.
Fear of long words.
Yes, ah, you bastard! Every fucking time! Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah, it is. It actually is. That's, oh, right. That's
but the irony right there.
Yeah.
It is, it is. That's what I mean. And why...
I think it was Fairy Hippos.
Dave, if you were, you know, to be the governor of phobias, what would you change that to?
What that fear of words. That's all I'd turn it to.
Okay.
Fear of, we actually or, have the governor of phobias on the line. Yeah.
And you know, arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Why is it fear of spiders? I thought it'd be fear of Iraq, like arachnophobia. But
it's fear of arachnids. It's like all eight-legged creatures, like kind of mites and ticks and stuff like that, as well as spiders.
Oh, so arach is an actual word then?
Yeah, an arachnid is, I think, is an eight. Then they're different to insects.
Tom, this isn't a factual segment. Yeah. This is a rant.
Sorry,
rant
Tom Looney just spilled everything.
Yeah, everything.
Just wait till IMAX comes in.
And
Dave Raves there.
That's how you do a segment.
Mic drop.
Close in line. Yeah. Do we have put it to the max?
Yeah. Can I put it to the max?
Let's just, you know, keep helping people.
Yep.
That's what we're here for.
Are you ready, Max?
Yep.
Hello, all. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Great. Thank you.
No, that's right.
It is the highlight of my week. Keep it up. Oh, I'm especially a fan of Max. My name is also Max. And there are very few people in the public eye who are called Max who I can inspire to. But Matt, you say Max or, but Max is an exception. Truly inspirational. I'd like to ask Max how he's got to where he is today.
Max.
And who his inspirations are. And how we can all try to be like him. Also, Max, please make your own channel. Thank you. So, yeah, Max, how have you got to where you are today? And have you got any advice for people who would be aspire to be just like you?
This is Max's TED Talk.
Oh, God, that's depressing. Hopefully, today's podcast has shown you that that's the complete wrong thing to want to be. I'd say just, you know, storm your own path, be your own person. How did I get here? By being friends with Stephen, I guess. I don't know. Just live your own life, be yourself.
It's great, Max, that you've got people looking up to you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, though, isn't it? It's a lot of pressure.
Only if you let it get to you.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it could progress into a fear that you have?
Yes, yeah. A fear of failure.
Fear of being looked up
fear
to.
Fear of failure, yeah.
Do you What's have a fear called? Of failure, Max?
No. As I think today proved. I'm having a great time. Thank you, though. Thank you, Max, for that one.
Good stuff.
They asked who inspired you, Max.
Oh. Good question. My father.
Ah, very nice. Very nice, too.
Why? Okay. Hi, I'm Robin from Wigan. From watching your videos.
Oh, yeah, say where you're from. I forgot to say that.
Yeah.
But from watching your videos, I've realised I would like to do something with comedy in my life. Although I have an issue. I'm more of a witty funny. I can't really write things down and make them funny. It just doesn't seem to work. Any advice? Max?
Really good question. I'll tell you what, Stephen would probably be better at this one than I am.
Hi, Robin. I enjoy being witty. It's great fun.
Yeah.
If you can do that, then you can write it down. What I'd find best for you is, if you're witty in conversations, then writing a conversation will be easy. So if that's what you're trying to do, write a sketch or whatever, give multiple characters, work those out first, then you'll just be able to write a conversation. Just write a normal conversation at first, and then you'll find, you know, little jokes to make throughout it.
And obviously, if you do struggle, you know, kind of, you know, there's plenty, being a comedy actor, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of scope there. You know, if you're funny in terms of your delivery and stuff like that, then, you know, working on a script that's already been provided, putting your own stamp on that. There's lots of ways you can go.
When I got the strap on this week, that was a funny delivery.
We
have fun. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Fear Podcast.
Really sorry.
I hope you enjoyed it. I've been joined by Tom Cooney.
Yep.
David Rees.
Ah! Oh, trust me.
That's going to get a few people, I'm sure.
No one's watching at this point. Max Smith.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Well done, Max.
And myself.
Cheers, Dave.
Stay safe, guys.
Well done.
Yeah. And ciao.
Bye.
See you in a bit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.